B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. There's a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Let's start off with the Phils. They win again last night, and they hit again. And again, the curveball machine was out last night. So, you know, all this bluster from me and from other people, how ridiculous this, maybe it's not. All right? I'm willing to say maybe it's not ridiculous. The Phillies win last night. And what stuck out about the game last night, obviously, was... They hit a lot of home runs. Franco stays hot. The situation with Joe West last night, I'm looking at the game. Now, I hate umpires with a passion. I've always have. I don't hate other officials because I think that they don't influence the game. It's more of the players. But in baseball, these umpires think they're bigger than the game, which is, like, ridiculous. The umpires think that people come out to see them. So last night, and I know what the rule is. People are reminding me of the rules on Twitter. And you can't argue balls and strikes, and you can't come out of the dugout to argue balls and strikes, and all that, or situations where there's a pitch thrown at somebody. Right? So last night, Kingery obviously gets thrown at, and it was head for his head, and he got out of the way and hit his shoulder. Right? So Joe West, I guess, judging, because there was some action on Monday night, it makes a value judgment and says, okay, we're going to stop any kind of beanball war right here. And it offers a warning right away, which doesn't give the Phillies a chance for retribution, because if you do, you're out of the game. So I'm thinking the same thing. Like, if I'm a manager, I go, why would you warn us? What did we do to deserve a warning? And then you have a discussion with the umpire, and he says, listen, this is why I don't want it to escalate. And that's the end. You give the guy courtesy. Instead, he throws him out right away, and Kapler takes it. I'm looking at Kapler like he got thrown out of the game. Or go crazy on the guy. At this point, you know, you've got to take out every obese joke that's in your holster and bring it out, don't you, Tyrone?
I would have fired off. I'd have made fun of his country music. I'd have made fun of everything.
What can he do to you at this point? And games like running into the dugout away from him, throwing a little... Get in his face!
It's not his personality.
All right, it's not his personality. Maybe it's not his personality, but I was like yelling for him. And you know, that's irresponsible, Joe West. Give the guy, I know what the rule is. Give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Gabe Kapler's a harmless guy. He comes out, just say, listen, Gabe, this is why I did it. I don't want this to escalate, and maybe you're taking the bad end of the stick here, but I got to do what I got to do, and talk to him like a man, and that ends the whole thing. Right? But I don't want to take the starch out of the Phillies' win last night by talking about that. They win again last night. They overcome a bad start by their starting pitcher, and they win the game, and they go up for three straight tonight. So it's all good. Let's talk about the Jimmy Butler situation here. This is really an interesting situation because the Rockets desire Jimmy Butler. They think if they add Jimmy Butler to what they have, Chris Paul, James Harden, they have the big three, and they can win. Now, they don't have the cap space to sign Jimmy Butler. So we're getting into an interesting conversation here. They can offer him some money. If he really wants to go to Houston, he can get paid peanuts to go there, because there are only a few teams that have enough cap space to sign Jimmy Butler at this point. They are the Nets, and they can sign Jimmy Butler along with another max free agent like Kyrie, the Knicks, the Kings, the Clippers, and the Mavs. Now, the Clippers are eyeing up Kawhi, so they won't be able to sign Jimmy Butler, and nor can the Mavs. So if you want to go to the Kings, you don't want to go to the Kings, the only team that's the Nets and the Knicks he would go to. But let's talk about the Houston part of it. Because Tyrone, in our pre-show meeting, Tyrone says, I'd rather, if he really wants to go to Houston, I'd rather let him walk to Houston without any compensation that we would get in a sign and trade for Houston. And your idea behind that is you would then save that money for other free agents.
Yes.
So now here's my next question. Who would those free agents be?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get a mix. I'm going to call Horford. And I might mix Horford with Tobias. Mm-hmm.
You would pay Horford the max at age 33.
I talk to him. I call him.
All right.
I call Horford with Tobias.
Max 33 Horford.
That's one option. Another option is Mirotić, Danny Green, and probably somebody else. I could probably get three guys into that slot to go with Tobias to bring back on a short-term deal and then try it again.
Yuck. I got to give you a yuck.
You're saying you yuck. If I get Horford plus, I like that.
If you get Horford plus Danny Green and some other schmo?
Yeah, because, well, what can Houston offer you that you so much?
Houston can offer you that. So you're saying you would dare Jimmy Butler to sign with Houston for peanuts rather than consummate a sign and trade, and you would get at least Eric Gordon in that sign and trade. Which is, I don't know, is that better than going out and getting a guy like Horford at age 33 and a guy like Danny Green and another schmo?
I mean, Eric Gordon's 31. It's not like he's 25.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing it unless Houston comes up with a third team and something mm-hmm. that I love. What I'm not going to do, because the Sixers are in a unique situation with these guys. Usually what happens is the player that wants out, you're capped out.
Uh-huh.
So they say, you might as well send me here because I'm not going to sign with you and at least you get something back.
Right.
But in this scenario, it works out luckily mm-hmm. because Tobias Harris's cap holds only $22 million. Only okay. is relative. That leaves you with $38 million dollars if you let him walk.
So you're counting on Tobias Harris signing?
Yes. Has to. I have to. If I'm not getting Butler.
That's a contingent of it.
Right.
You have to sign Tobias Harris.
Right. Now, if they're both gone, now I have tons of space. It's all bets are off at that point. Now I'm in disaster mode. But I'm assuming in this scenario, I got Harris back.
Mm-hmm.
I still have max space. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting this guy bully me into taking a player I don't want.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go out and get players that I decide fit my system, not somebody because he said so. You want to play for Houston, you play for the veteran minimum.
Okay, so you would not take Eric Gordon, PJ Tucker, Capella.
Capella, you couldn't.
You couldn't take Capella.
You couldn't
because
right.
the money.
Right, so you'd have to find a
but
third
he
team.
Fit, he doesn't fit anyway. He's
expensive backup. A $20 yeah. million backup.
Right.
He played 12 minutes a game. So, and he's a really good player, but he doesn't fit. So now you have to find a third team. I'm not doing any of that work.
All
Houston,
right.
You figure that out. And if you can uh-huh. come to me with pieces, fine. Short of that, go somewhere
All
else.
All right, but here's the difference. Because if you take Gordon and PJ Tucker, you're taking two starters.
You are.
You got two starters. One played in two, the other plays the four.
He's small ball four, and he can play
and
defense.
You're telling me that's not better than Horford.
Now you know Tucker.
Four at age 33 and Danny Green or whoever else.
Now, Tucker's 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So he played well last year, but he's 35
yeah, okay.
years of age.
All right.
So that's what I'm afraid of. Now, if Tucker's 31, the same as Gordon, now we're talking different. But I just can't do it. And he plays good defense, but he doesn't shoot the ball well enough. It doesn't fit what I'm trying to
so
do.
So you're saying the Sixers should laugh at this.
Yes.
This whole Houston thing. The Sixers should just laugh at, play out the hand, and you're going to wind up with Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris.
Right. You sit there, and I'm sure Houston mm-hmm. would take him. But I'd be willing to bet that Butler's agent helps put this story out for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
He's 29 years old, and there's always the question of that four-year max, which would be more money, but it wouldn't be that fifth year versus the five-year max. And if you're the Sixers, you have to at least pretend for a second right now before free agency that you don't want to give him the fifth year.
Okay.
Because you would prefer not to.
All right.
You do this to force Elton Brand to give them both, him and the 5-year max, which I'm sure the Sixers in a perfect world wouldn't want to do, because you know it, when he's paying him $40 million when he's 34, 35, you're not going to be happy about that.
All right. So we'll open this up to the people, because this Jimmy Butler thing is lingering over us like a bad cloud. And something's got to give. And sooner or later, because I can't go through this angst anymore. I'm so looking forward to next year. I got to know one way or the other what's going to happen here. So if he doesn't want to play here, tell people. And then we can work some other angles. All right, it's General Knowledge Wednesday today, which means if you get a question right, you're going to FanFest. That's right. And we're also having a FanFest online ticket raid at 3 o'clock. So two ways to get tickets to World Famous FanFest today: General Knowledge Wednesday and our online ticket raid that starts at exactly 3 o'clock. There's a limited amount of tickets available, so today would be a good day to get them. Here are our topics: general knowledge, American history quotes, and because last week was a little difficult, I got two easies.
Oh, nice.
Things that
That's
are
kind of you.
Yeah, things that are gray should be easy.
Okay.
And movies with names in the title.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Now.
So there you go.
And we also have a bonus today, Mike. I was just throwing this
a
in.
Bonus.
Now, during your call, at the end of your call, if you hear this Penn State fight song.
What is this?
Listen, you hear the Penn State fight song. That means that your question will not be for two tickets, but for four tickets?
The Penn State fight song? What made you choose the Penn State fight
song? Yeah, what's that about?
Are you mocking the Penn State fight song?
I am not.
You're mocking it. It's a mockery. It's a form of mockery.
Okay.
You're not playing it with pride.
You're
playing it, but I know you hate it.
You sniffed it out.
Of course I sniffed it out. But I'll take it anyway.
So at random, if you hear the Penn State fight song, your general knowledge question won't be for
a
pair.
Worth four.
It'll be worth four tickets, so you bring more people.
I like it. Good. That'll make me feel better about the lousy football season they're going to have this fall. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in, and we'll talk about the Butler thing. We'll talk about the Phils last night. We'll also throw in some Megan Rapinoe. Talk about her. A little spunky miss.
I love her.
Scores two goals and has to take some shrapnel from Trumpy.
It's
the Mike Missinelli Show on radio, TV. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
219, Mike Missinelli's show, 97.5, The Fanatic, General Knowledge Wednesday. The 2 o'clock hour, of course, is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street, Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And it's also time to open our Twitter poll for today, brought to us by Paul B. Morgan Sons. Attention to landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement. They're in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Right on cue today, Mike. Over 200 votes on today's Twitter poll so far. If you could only choose one for Jimmy Butler, what would it be? 32% say let him walk, and 68% say accept Houston's sign and trade.
60%?
68%.
Uh-oh. Tyrone, look out. They're against you.
I can accept that, and I understand the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a general manager, I have to have a plan for Butler and Tobias back, and a plan if one's mm-hmm. back, and a plan if neither one of them come back. And I don't think the plan should include being forced to take mm-hmm. players I may not want.
All right, so basically you're saying you won't want your salary cap eaten up by the likes of Eric Gordon, PJ Tucker, that you'd rather cast your lot at the open market.
I would.
Because okay. Actually, it makes sense. Now that I think about it more, your plan makes more sense.
Appreciate that. And this is why. Every year, there's a couple players who, in early mm-hmm. in the market, who will be overpaid. Why yes. they pay this guy, they get desperate. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's going to be Randall this year. He opts out, and yeah. now the Knicks are now talking about paying him $30 million. Right. Once he sucks up the cap space, uh-huh. there'll be a player who, you, if you're a savvy GM, you can get at $12 million. That should be a $20 million or $18 million player, and I'm going to go that route versus just taking what they want.
Like right. Marcus Morris, maybe.
Right.
That type of player.
Right. I'm going to sign him. I know
Millsap.
He can. Right. I know these guys okay. can help me. I still have Tobias in that scenario. I have my cap space. And again, Jimmy, I wish you the best of luck in yeah. Houston playing for the veteran minimum.
Yeah. Now, you're not going to get a good two guard in your scenario.
I probably have to bring back JJ and hope. And mm-hmm. hope, unfortunately, and that yeah. Zaire develops. I admit that's not perfect.
That's your man, though.
That's a first-round pick. You have to develop your first. Look at Siakam from year one to two. You have to develop your first-round pick, so you don't have a chance.
All right. So last night, the Phillies hit four home runs. And there's a report today that confirms that the ball is different. Flatter seams, less drag on the cover, which is making balls fly out. But a home run was hit last night by Brad Miller, who, and Natalie, I understand you were captivated by this angle. The bamboo plant angle, he actually brought in a bigger bamboo plant for the second win, uh-huh. and he says he has to go back to the shop again today. You know, I love these little tricky schemes these journeyman utility players have to stay in the big leagues. But
it worked.
But Brad Miller is trying to pull a wool over people's eyes. But you love this little angle because you were tweeting about it.
Oh, I think it's fun. It's bamboo. It's hilarious. When did you expect to have this be a part of baseball season?
I'm just saying that my spies are telling me that you were captivated by the bamboo angle.
I think it's fun. I think it's great. You don't like it?
No, I don't buy into crap like that.
Like a lucky bamboo plant?
I really don't.
But you're a baseball guy.
I don't listen, come on. As an individual, you have superstitions. Like, if you have a hot game, you wear the same socks the next night or whatever.
Look, seven. But
the bamboo is an artificial way for this guy to maybe be important with the team.
Seven losses. On, you got to try anything. At that point, he brings in a little plan. He puts it in his locker.
He's been with the Phillies for half an hour.
Well,
all of a sudden, he's got the bamboo angle.
And, you know, I've actually been reading up on bamboo because now I'm like,
I have bamboo in my backyard.
I heard that it's insane to get rid of. I heard it goes really deep, right?
I had tree trimmers in recently.
Right.
A couple weeks ago. And part of their whole trimming of all my trees, they took down all the bamboo, which shielded, actually gave me a buffer to the road.
Yeah.
But they took it all down. They said it all had to come out. It's going to grow back. I go, well, why'd you take it down if it's going to grow back? Well, we thought we had to. took it all down.
Apparently, it just grows really, really deep and can go into, spreads and goes into pipes and stuff.
It's crazy.
But I feel like it's a little bit of like a good, juju thing. Mm-hmm. The Phillies are planting their roots now. They're planting their bamboo roots.
Who?
I love it.
Oh, jeez.
What?
You said juju. Who's that?
What? Good juju?
No, I'm saying who's that? It went over your head. Nah, it's fine.
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it. It's Brad Miller. Nice job, Brad. And he'll bring in a bigger plan today, and everybody's. You can't get rid of Brad Miller. He brought their Lucky Charm bamboo. See, he's smart.
It's a thing now.
I know he went to Clemson, but he's smart.
That's the funny part. If they make a run now and make the playoffs, because they now know if they make trades at the trade deadline to make this happen, there'll be people who write everything changed after that 7-game losing streak, and he brought in the bamboo. It wasn't the acquisitions they made at the trade deadline.
His agent called him last night and said, "Dude, nice job." You might get an extra couple paychecks out.
Whatever you got
to
do.
All right, let's go to the phones. Thomas and Broomall, what's up, Thomas?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I want to talk about the Phillies and a basketball point. So, I know the Phillies lost 7 in a row before these, two last games. Mm-hmm. But, like, I have nothing to complain about. They won 2. I'm hoping they can win, until the All-Star break and, ahead of that as well. I mean, maybe people will forget about the whole 7-game losing streak and the offense will start.
Didn't worry last night, Jake Arrieta gave up 9 hits and 5 runs in 6 innings? Yeah, worry a little bit.
I mean, we won. I mean, you know, if we would have lost last night, then yeah. I mean, I would have been pissed.
He couldn't find a strike zone last night with Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I get that. But and also the basketball point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, could the Sixers, you know, get Butler for the max and hopefully get Kawhi as well, and we let Harris go to take some money?
Yes, they could get two players.
Because I feel like
they could get two max players. Right, what makes you think Kawhi would want to play? As what would be his reason for wanting to play in Philly?
I mean, a lot of players just say, "Oh, Embiid," and you know,
he just won a championship with that team.
Yeah.
Like, why would he want to go to Philadelphia? So it's either he stays in Toronto or he sets sails for Cali.
I mean, he was complaining about Toronto. He wants to go to LA and stuff.
Never complained about Toronto.
But
he never complained.
Wanted to play with LeBron, didn't he?
No, he's going to go to the Clippers. He doesn't care about LeBron.
All right. Can I get a?
Yeah, you certainly can, Thomas. Here we go. This is the general knowledge category. Who proposed the law that things in motion tend to stay in motion?
Newton's law.
That's correct. That's correct. Hold on a second. Ike Newton.
I'm a fan of my
Ike
man.
Ike and the apple, right?
There you go. Him. Things in motion tend to stay in motion.
Suppose until they fall, right?
Yeah, and then they don't.
Well, right.
So I don't really get it.
I know. That, I never got it either.
That because there's other factors that do that. Mm-hmm. That's why all that stuff, all his law works in a vacuum. When you take out the air and the friction and all that kind of stuff. So in a vacuum, it would go forever.
So in other words, you know, if you go to a tire store and they have that whirling tire.
Right.
That's an example of Newton's law.
Right.
If things in motion tend to stay in motion.
Right. And in a vacuum, without the other forces, that would continue. That was it.
Well,
it led to learning other things. Okay, if this is true, why does it stop? Okay, then you learn about all the other stuff, the friction coefficient and all that kind of stuff. It all goes
all right, so Thomas with a pair of tickets to FanFest. So that tire thing was in Seinfeld. That's when George got smart and Elaine turned into George.
Yes.
And she went in front of the tires and went, woo! Tony in Pennsylvania. Tony, where in Pennsylvania are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Tony?
Good. I'm a first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy. Where are you calling from?
I'm Glen Olden, Pennsylvania.
Glen Olden. All right.
Yeah. I just wanted to say you got a great career there. Natalie and Tyrone, you guys are awesome. And I watch you guys all the time.
So thank you. Thanks, Tony.
I wanted to bring up a point.
Mm-hmm.
So I say deja vu all over in Philly, for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my comparison is, you know what, when this town had Chip Kelly as a coach for the Eagles, right? And he came in with a whole new system. He started making all sorts of changes, right? Now we have a coach in Kapler. Comes in with a whole new system, right? Says, this is going to work, right? We're up and down constantly with this pitching situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, you know what? We're in the same place we are as we were with the Eagles. Now, granted, it's not one-to-one comparison here. But something's got to change. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're hitting 14 runs, right, and hitting home runs left and right in the last two games. There's a pitching problem, right? It needs to be addressed. And it just makes no sense to me that this continues. And,
well, what, you know, don't you think they're going to address it? I mean, if you see it, they see it. No?
I'm assuming they do.
Yeah, so they got the trading deadline coming up. I guarantee you they're going to add somebody. They cannot add somebody. I think they know that.
So what's
your beef? Well, what's your beef exactly?
Well, what's the fine line on Kapler? Do you let him finish the year?
Well, of course. He's already said he's finishing the year.
Okay. All right.
What's your problem with Kapler?
My problem is it doesn't seem to be working.
They just won two in a row.
The analytics.
They won two in a row. They beat the brains out of the Mets two straight. This is a bad timing for this call.
Right, but what's the swing? 13 games, right?
They lost seven in a row, and they got swept by the Marlins. That's not good, but it's not like it's never going to happen to somebody. It happens to all teams.
I understand that. I just think that I look at it a little bit different.
You're aggravated.
Hopefully, over time.
You'd be aggravated over these. They scored like 100 runs in the last two games, and you're aggravated? Bad timing. Tell him you should have called Monday before they played that game.
You're right.
All right. Let me give you a general knowledge question. All right. This is historic American history quotes. Who said, "Nothing is certain but death and taxes"? Where is he? Is he gone? Tone? God, the answer.
Benjamin Franklin.
That's correct. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Oh, I don't know. We make that. Is that eligible? Should he be eligible? That was a long time.
Oh, it was. And he paused for a long time.
Do you think that was Googled?
You know what?
Tyrone Lannister.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's out?
Yeah, he's out.
He's out. Too long. Took too long. And we had to sniff it out a little bit.
I'm surprised you didn't pull the trigger quicker.
Yeah, it can't take too long.
My
Tyrone the Tyrant came in.
Yeah, but my default when it comes to the fan fest is yeses.
Right.
But he can go online at 3 o'clock and get his tickets there during the ticket rate.
Oh, okay. By the way, speaking of Tyrone Lannister, ladies and gentlemen, play the trumpets. Please play the trumpets now. I finished Game of Thrones.
You did?
Yes. Finished the entire series.
And?
And, it's a good show. It's not a great show.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, it's not a great show. The cinematography, the music, the CGI, brilliant. But the show, all right, it took me through 8 seasons. And I didn't come away saying, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're like the majority of the population who watched that show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I hear people complaining about the finale. I didn't think the finale was that bad, except for one ridiculous thing.
Yeah, but you can't say it yet.
I won't say it. There was one really ridiculous thing that happened in the finale.
Yes.
Well, you know what it is?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh. Well,
I haven't even communicated this to you.
I'm pretty sure. I know.
What do you think
it is? There was one part. Is it related? No, I can't.
You don't want to give it up?
No. Because we have, unfortunately.
What's the window?
No, that's not now. At least the fall. Because a lot of people are doing what Mike are doing, exactly. But at a slower pace. They're like coming through and they're in five right now.
I caught up on 8 seasons in a blink.
That's what I mean.
Last season was only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
They obviously ran out of ideas.
Well,
and they had to wrap it up.
And budgetary issues.
Wait,
the 90-minute episode there was a 90-minute episode with a lot of fighting. There you go. I think that's fair. That cost a lot of money to produce all of that.
Here's what I'll say about the thing I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the dragon turned out to be smarter than humans. Which is ridiculous. The dragon figured it out. That was my complaint about the ending. That's not where you're going with.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Spanky in Cobbs Creek. Spanky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, real quick. I'm sitting here in my parking lot watching these young boys play basketball in the parking lot. These three little Chinese dudes is killing these black dudes. No, I never seen. I didn't know they could shoot like that. They shooting jumpers like Jesus Christ.
Man, Spanky, come on, man.
I didn't know they could play like that.
That's a violation.
They killing them.
Like, Asians can play some ball.
No, I know they can, but they just raining jumpers from all over the place. They killing right now. It's just decent to see little.
What's the playground?
It's in Southwest, off of
Southwest. Southwest Philly.
Yeah,
the Asians are cuffing the brothers.
Yo, they killing them out there, Mike.
All right.
It's crazy, Mike. I'm getting sick of this Jimmy Butler stuff. I'm kind of ready to be over him right now. I mean, either he want to play with us or he don't. And if that's the case, if I don't really want.
See, don't get overly macho. I know where you're going with this. You get overly macho. He don't want us. We don't want him. Come on, Aunt Spanky.
My mic, man. At this point, like, why do we always got to be like the stepsisters? Why can't people just want to play for us? Why? I don't understand it.
I mean, we got a good team. If we get these,
well, let's look at it. Let's look at it logically, right? Jimmy Butler's from Texas, right? Playing for Houston would probably be nice for him, right? I mean, that's the only reason.
Well, Mike, then he got to fight through all the West teams. Why he can't?
He doesn't care about that. He cares about locale at this point.
Man, I'm at this point. If he come back, he come back.
See, you're cutting off your nose despite your face.
Give me Tobias and some shooters, Mike, and I'm cool.
No, there you're not. You know you want Jimmy Butler, you just don't want to admit it because it's a sign of weakness if you admit it. He's got you. He's got all of us.
Yeah, he do.
All right.
I need a question.
All right, here's your question. Things that are gray. This is an easy category.
Okay.
What your brain is made of.
What my brain...
What is your brain made of? Things that are gray.
Skin tissue, I guess.
Oh, mouth. Spanks. Gray matter. It's an easy category. The word gray is in it. It's your gray matter.
Sure is.
It's Spanky going all macho. No, and we're going to hear this then. Jimmy Butler wants to play us like this. Screw him. Let him go to Houston. You're kind of saying that.
No. I'm going to offer him the max. I'm not that guy. And I'm going to woo him. What I'm saying is he, at some point, he'll decide, I'm going elsewhere, I'm going to sign here, or he comes to you and says, I'm going to Houston regardless. You might as well get something for me. And in that scenario, because I have max space, which is unique,
yep.
I say thank you for what you did for us and let him go ahead to Houston for the minimum.
All right. Let's go, Dave in Philly. Dave, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. Davey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Dave?
Not much. I hope you got Sparky's number. Sounds like we need him in the scouting department here.
Spanky is not happy. First of all, he's not happy with the Asians beating the brothers on the playground. He's not happy about that at all.
Hey, I agree with Tyrone here, though, man. I totally agree. I don't think this is what Hinkie would have seen for us. The biggest thing we need is flexibility and options. And if we can't get that big hitter like Jimmy Butler, I think we need to try to spend our money elsewhere, go for Malcolm Brogdon, or maybe even, I know Kawhi's probably not coming here, but look, if Jimmy wants to go, I think we try to trade Kawhi, and, you know, I we'd be tying up a lot of cap space.
Well, listen, chasing and landing are two different things, right? So you can say, oh, let Jimmy Butler go to Houston, and we can fill in. Can you? I don't know. Can you fill in with enough good players to make up for Jimmy Butler?
I don't know if you fill in with enough good players. I think you just try to, showcase the other players that we have. Hopefully, Ben develops a jump shot.
Well, you're hoping. Yeah, you're basing it on hope. I can't base it on hope anymore. I gotta know.
No, I agree, but in that trade, I don't think that you're upgrading much from J.J. Redick when you're getting Aaron Gordon. I don't think Clint Capella is somebody that's going to be a long term.
You're not going to get Clint Capella. Clint Capella is not the guy you would get. You would get PJ Tucker and Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's a better player than J.J. Redick.
He's 35 as well. So I mean, I just don't think that trade. I think you either sign Butler, which I would love to have him, but if you can't get him, I mean, you don't make that trade.
Okay. At the end of the day, you're better off with Eric Gordon starting at two. Maybe J.J. takes less salary, come off the bench, and then you got a starting four in Tucker. You don't like that?
I don't love it. I just think you go after Malcolm Brogdon, and maybe next year.
Okay, Malcolm Brogdon's a restricted free agent. They can match.
I think they're going to let him walk. I don't know if they're going to offer him that money.
All right. You want to go into the dark cave, right? You never know what's lurking. I don't want to go into the dark cave. It's the difference.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree, but you also don't want to tie it up.
Oh, you're playing for four tickets.
Penn's
Fight on State. Movies with names in the title. There's something about blank.
Something about marriage.
Oh, so easy. People begged for easy categories. Because last week it was so difficult. Oh, we only had a few that we gave away.
Like, I looked after the show because somebody asked me for a hookup for FanFest tickets. Yeah. I went to the spreadsheet.
Yeah, how many we get?
Three.
Three last week?
It's only three.
Well, there you go. So I'm making it really easy.
Actually,
no,
correct. It was four, but one of the people had already won FanFest tickets on another show on the weekend, so we only gave away three new pairs in a whole General Knowledge Wednesday.
Wow, that's terrible.
Which is unheard of.
You know what I'm giving people today? I'm giving people layups from Asian dudes over brothers. That's what I'm giving today. Layups. 610-632-0975. Mike Mussinelli Show. 97.5. The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. Back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, Jason Stark will join us at 4 o'clock today, so stay tuned for that. 3 o'clock, don't forget we have our Fan Fest online ticket raid happening, and today we're playing General Knowledge for a pair, and maybe even four Fan Fest tickets. So I had this really weird dream last night, man. I gotta share it because I gotta get it out. This is the most detailed, weirdest dream I have ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was like a Game of Thrones script.
Hmm.
But here's the deal. There's this show on HBO called Succession. I don't know if you've seen this show. It's about a media magnate played by Brian Cox, and he's got this family, and he's ruthless and all this kind of stuff. And there's this woman in it. Her name is Sarah Snook. Red-haired actress.
Okay.
Well, I had a dream last night that I was at this big, swanky party at the media magnate's mansion on the Upper West Side. And I was picked up by Sarah Snook.
Really?
Yes. And we went on this wild ride into the seediest part of Manhattan, where we're surrounded by all these freaks and geeks and all this mayhem and theft and sexual perversion and all this kind of stuff going on.
What?
Really, it was really weird, man.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
I had some salsa and chips.
That's not it. Did she have an Australian accent in the dream?
No, she's an Australian actress.
That's why I was wondering.
No. She played it was the character. I was in Succession. I was dressed in a suit. And I was en route somewhere, but I was invited to this soiree, and she got really sweet on me, and I ended up with her on this wild ride. Now, I tried to figure out where it came from. Here's where it came from. I think there was a promo for the show. It's starting a new season right before the last episode of Game of Thrones.
I mean, if that you're binging,
That makes sense. When you binge, right, you start to get those promos, it starts to get all twisted.
But I got to be honest with you, I have a crush on this woman.
Now, I'm looking,
this actress.
I'm looking at her.
Yeah, and yeah, see, you can't put me in a box because you would never pick that out, right?
I don't know. I might pick her over a lot of other women for you.
You would not pick her out.
I think I would. Would you, Tyler?
I tell you what, she's not a big a departure as you think. But I wouldn't pick her. But she's not like, she's not even a full turn.
Here's how detailed this was. In the village where we were, surrounded by these freaks and geeks, was Jeff Goldblum.
What was Jeff Goldblum? Is he on the show?
No.
He's just there.
Jeff Goldblum was standing on the corner in this seedy thing. And he wasn't Jeff Goldblum. He was a comedian.
Okay.
So we're looking inside this little club, and it's got a comedian, like little comic club, and this bad comedian is there, and this Jeff Goldblum character, who's actually some comedian named whatever his name was, doesn't want to be recognized by the crowd because he thinks the crowd will attack him. So the comedian's doing his routine, all of a sudden he goes, oh, look at it, it's so-and-so, and the crowd goes after him, and Jeff Goldblum's running down an alley trying to get away from him.
Wow.
And just me and Sarah Snook are observing all this. We're just on the outside looking in.
Where did Jeff Goldblum come from?
I have no idea. All of a sudden, Jeff Goldblum is on a corner, but he's actually a comedian named so-and-so.
Huh. That is a weird dream, Mike. Yeah. I got nothing for you.
And specific. Like, you can't.
I woke up in sweats.
I bet.
Really? It's crazy. All right. I had to get it out. Dave and Audubon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's up, Dave?
That was quite a dream.
It's crazy. I'm telling you, it was the craziest dream I've ever had.
I'm trying to stop laughing from that, and excuse me if I cough during a conversation, but I got bronchitis. Let me start off by saying what Tyrone said during there's not much that I disagree with what he said during your opening statement.
Right.
And I'm trying to put myself in Jimmy Butler's shoes, and they already got a typical 2-1 guard, which doesn't happen anymore. I mean, usually it's pretty much in the NBA, you give the ball to your best player and he takes it up the court. I mean, so I don't know why that would be a great fit for him, especially when they can give him a max contract here. Like, I don't know why.
You're talking about Houston.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
well, he'd be a pretty good 3 for them. I mean, that's really his position. Hello? You still there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm still
there. Yeah, no, that's his position is a 3. He'd fit well with Houston.
You think he would?
Yes. Yeah.
But I think if he stayed here, I mean, they have a chance on working on a complete team here.
Yeah, I don't think that's really... I don't think he cares about that. I think that he right now is looking for the best locale for him. And he's from Texas, and Houston works for him in his head, I think.
It works in his head for him, but I think the East might be wide open.
He goes to Houston. The West isn't wide open. Like right now, the West is wide open. Houston becomes the favorite to win the West.
Well, it depends on what happens within the next couple weeks. No, it doesn't.
If they sign Jimmy Butler, they're definitely the favorite to win the West.
You think?
Yeah. Well, who else? Golden State's they have 2 hurt players if they sign them both.
Yeah, and Durant did opt out, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah, you got to rethink that one, baby.
Yeah.
All right, man. Right. You want a general knowledge question?
I sure do.
Here it is. What is the name of the boy who owns the toys in Toy Story?
Toy Story?
Oh, sorry, Matt Dave. The boy's name, Natalie?
Andy.
It's Andy.
It's on the bottom of Woody's boot. Remember, with the backwards N.
That is correct. It's Andy.
I heard Toy Story 4 is great.
Yeah, everybody said that.
I'm sure it is.
If you're a certain age, it's a culmination of your childhood if you're an adult.
It's me, my age.
You, Pat Egan, though, in that age group. You started with one as a child, and you're growing up with the movies. Mm-hmm. That's
last night I was with Sarah Snook. I'm not thinking Toy Story 4. All right?
Buzz Lightyear. All right.
610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Mike Mastelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.